Hello everyone, this is Noah Villaverde, host of Blank Green Canvas, and before I introduce to you the newest episode of the podcast in which me and my friend John Maffeo discuss the last two episodes of WandaVision, I just wanted to let you know that in the last 2 weeks, I had a bit of an incident that occurred in which I had a cooking accident in which I partially burned my left hand and my face. Then, thankfully, I've been in recovery in the last 2 weeks. As you could tell, my face is still a little bit red, but it's still recovering, and my left hand is also still healing from the incident. But I just wanted to thank everybody who have sent their well wishes of my speedy recovery after the incident, and also for continuing to support the Blank Green Canvas show through YouTube and through the Anchor podcast. I can't thank you enough. And also, one quick warning in regards to this episode that you are about to enjoy. I have recorded this episode through Zoom in a hotel Wi-Fi connection. So as you may know, if many of you have been to hotels, the Wi-Fi in hotels isn't always the most reliable. So the call that we had a few moments of interruptions and lags, if you will, which can be really annoying sometimes, but in a way it kind of made sense given this scenario that we're in. But just bear with us in that, and if you could bear with that, you will definitely enjoy this quick discussion me and John had in regards to the last two episodes of WandaVision. And yeah, so once again, thank you for your support for everything, and I hope you enjoy this newest episode of the Blank Green Canvas podcast. Hey everyone, this is Noah Villaverde, host of Blank Green Canvas. We had a bit of a technical difficulty when we were trying to record our video because my hotel connection and the Wi-Fi sucks. So there's that. But thankfully, we're back on Zoom and with a new episode for the Blank Green Canvas podcast. And with me, I'm joined once again by John Maffeo. How have you been, John?
Hello, Noah. Hello, everybody. I've been doing okay. It's been a little hectic here. I'm getting ready to move out for the first time with my girlfriend, and it's snowing in New York, and it started snowing a little bit earlier than the meteorologists were expecting, so we might get a lot. I like snow, but at the same time, snow can be a real pain in the ass, so hopefully we don't get too much snow. But I'm not going to lie, seeing it does bring a little bit of happy feelings inside my heart.
Yeah, that's cool. I saw snow back in November. I went with a couple friends of mine. We went to Utah for the weekend, and we got a chance to, spend some time in the mountains, and it was really nice. It was really nice, seeing the snow out there. And lately here in Fresno, lately in Fresno, it's been raining quite a bit. It stopped raining about 2 days ago, but when you combine rain and the freezing cold here, it's a lot. It's a lot to deal with. You know, right. And but obviously, and we missed a week. No. Yeah, indeed. We missed a week because I had a bit of an incident, but thankfully I'm recovering from that incident. And now we're back with two new episodes of WandaVision that we're going to catch up on in this discussion. And we're going to briefly talk about episode 3, Now in Color, and then we're going to go talk more in depth about episode 4, which is called "And We Interrupt Your Regularly Scheduled Programming." Basically, or we interrupt this program, which is, I love the titles for these episodes, you know. We're going to start off.
It's a cool title.
Yes, indeed. Oh, and by the way, guys, if you're watching this or if you're listening to this, you might see a bit of a delay because of our internet connections are pretty wonky a bit. So bear with us for that. But as we move on, we're going to talk about Now in Color, episode 3, which is the 1970s tribute to television and sitcoms, and seeing these characters that we love, Wanda and Vision, living their lives. Like, Wanda's pregnant in this episode, and it's all 1970s. I love 1970s aesthetics, the wardrobe choices. I just love seeing Vision when he's in his proper Vision look, wear human clothes. There's just something really amusing to me about that. And the way it expands the world and what's really going on really intrigued me, especially with the last few minutes of the episode. So, John, I just got to ask, what did you think of episode 3, Now in Color, for WandaVision?
I pretty much echo everything you said, where it was just, I'm in tune with the story, and you do get a little bit more of a nugget of what's going on leading into the fourth episode at the end. But I like seeing the visual aesthetics of what they did to create the 70s set when it comes to the interior, the furnishing, the backdrops on the outside to create like this outdoor view, the Technicolor, the costume design, all that. And I do really like how they really lead into the episode four with Monica Rambeau mentioning Ultron, which is kind of like this mic drop moment where if you're watching the show and you kind of you're waiting for something to happen, like that really involves the MCU more, that's kind of the big name drop that kind of insinuates that there's more going on here. And if you're waiting for it to happen, it's like, oh, an oh shit moment. And then we
Oh,
don't see what
yeah.
happens really to Monica Rambeau until the very, very end, that leading into episode four. But I enjoyed it. It's a fun episode leading into the big exposition drop that we get in four.
Yes, indeed. And what I got chills the moment. It starts when after Wanda gave birth to her twins, she's talking to Geraldine about how she was a twin herself, and she even name dropped her brother Pietro. Quicksilver, and first off, like, do you think we're going to see him in this season?
So I've heard things. I haven't seen anything for real, but I've heard rumors rumbling that we might see him, but it might not be the one we're thinking.
Yeah, I've heard
If
that
you
rumor
catch my
too,
drift.
and yeah, and I'm not going to say in regards to what details about that rumor that you and I may know, because I don't want to necessarily spoil it for those who want to be surprised about what may come and may not be aware of what may or may not be leaks. But that does sound interesting to me if that is definitely the case, especially given how this series is supposed to lead into certain things regarding the multiverse, possibly. That might give it away a little bit, honestly. But
It maybe.
yeah, it may just a little bit, but we're not going to be explicit with the detail. But like when that happened, and then when Geraldine came in and said he was killed by Ultron, I got so hyped. I was like, oh man, what's coming? And then the revelation of what happens to Geraldine, who we now know is Monica Rambeau, it got me so hyped for the next episode. That's the thing about the whole Disney Plus weekly release schedule. Whenever an episode ends, I'm more excited to see what comes next. But in a way, I'm thankful that it's weekly, because it makes it more exciting that the
It
hype and
does.
the discussion goes on longer, So that was episode three, Now in Color, which we both found amusing. Now let's talk about like the real meat and potatoes of this discussion, which is episode four, We Interrupt This Program, which is definitely kind of a departure from the first three episodes, because it actually shows us what's going on.
Uh-oh, Wanda's interfering with us again.
Indeed, yeah, it even showed yeah, that is Wanda. We'll just blame it on Wanda. It showed for a moment that our internet connection kind of delayed for a second. But let's talk about that episode though. So it begins actually a little bit before what we saw from the first three episodes take place. It actually begins the moment when Hulk uses their own Infinity Gauntlet to snap everybody back to life. And it shows us what happens when people are reverse blipped, which was really fascinating to see. I loved
And
this opening
it's really
sequence. It got
cool.
me so hyped.
Awesome looking.
Yeah, and the first scene, we see what happened to Monica. So it turns out that Monica was one of the people that disappeared from the snap. And then she was actually in the hospital because her mom, Maria Rambeau, Carol Danvers' best friend back in the day, she had cancer, and unfortunately, during the 5 years after Thanos snapped, she died of her cancer, which was a really that was a big surprise to me. That hurt to hear,
They did a great job of capturing like the chaos in the moment of her finding out this information, like, and what everybody else running around trying to figure out what's happening in a hospital where people are just
Indeed.
appearing literally.
Yeah, and it's cool because when you're watching that scene, you have to remember in the background, somewhere else far off from where this hospital is, our surviving Avengers are dealing with the damage that Thanos is about to unleash. So it's kind of fun to see it, what's going on from a different perspective than what we know.
Yeah, simultaneously.
Yeah, so this is how we are reintroduced to Monica Rambeau. You know, as people may know, she is the daughter of Maria Rambeau from Captain Marvel, and she works for S.W.O.R.D. So she returns to S.W.O.R.D., and then she ends up going to Westview, this town that turns out not to actually exist. And over there, she meets with Randall Park's character, Jimmy Woo, which I was delighted to see.
He's always cool to see. He always has like this thing about him. Like his acting chops are really fun.
Yeah, if Jimmy Woo, of course, he appeared in Ant-Man and the Wasp, and he was a fun addition to that cast. And what I found interesting about this episode, John, is how it found a way to be a bit of an ambitious crossover, albeit with very tertiary characters from different aspects of the MCU. Because obviously we have grown-up Monica Rambeau, we have Jimmy Woo, so we have Captain Marvel and Ant-Man, and then another character makes a return, a tertiary character, Kat Dennings from Thor, which was an
Yeah, we haven't
interesting
seen her since
choice to bring back.
2013.
Yeah, it's been a long time, and obviously the MCU kind of abandoned those first two Thor
The servers
movies.
again.
Oh yeah, same. It happened to me too, Wanda. Yeah, but like obviously they kind of abandoned Kat Dennings and Stellan Skarsgård for that matter after the second Thor movie.
Yeah, completely.
Although it looks like they're trying to bring elements of that back with Thor: Love and Thunder, but that's another discussion for another time. But they found a way to
Yeah.
combine these three different films within the MCU and bring these old supporting characters back in a way that feels cohesive and fun. You know, like seeing how her name's Darcy, right? That's her character's name.
Yeah, you're.
Yeah, Darcy, bringing her back and her witnessing the actual sitcom that is going on with Wanda, it's really fascinating to see. And it turns out that she was the one watching the episode, like at the end of the first episode, because that big zoom out of the credits from the first episode of the show, it goes to show like, wait, what's going on? This is S.W.O.R.D. And it turns out it's Kat Dennings watching it.
Yeah, with her little lace chips.
Lay's chips. I love that little bit that she had with Jimmy Woo when they're watching the episode where Wanda gives birth, and she's mentioning how, like, if he wanted a chip, but he thought he was talking about kids, and then he just goes on a tangent about
Yeah.
wanting kids, you know, like. But yeah, this episode overall, like, what did you think, just as a whole, like this episode?
I see a lot of people complaining about it, how it seems like a giant exposition dump, but I think it's changed at least from what we've been seeing for the past three episodes. And it kind of, I don't know, I feel like as a viewer, when you want to pace out the show, so even if you're watching binge or watching week to week, like you're getting a new flavor and you're getting more of a piece of the world. And this one just kind of like throws everything on. Who's watching the show? Here's what we know. You start to figure out the puzzle pieces are coming together. I think it's a fun way of bridging together with these characters who we haven't seen in years, but characters that you wouldn't expect to really be involved in this, and in kind of in a cool way, the anime movies and the movies. But I think people being introduced in places as you, that's really just a town that wanted school, you know.
Yeah, man, I agree. Yeah, our
It's a lot of
connection.
fun MCU because kind of don't know.
Oh,
Wanda
Wanda.
is one. Oh no.
Oh, now it looks like we're connected again. It's still recording, thankfully. Yeah,
Oh,
that is so weird. Like
what?
hotel Wi-Fi sucks, as everyone knows. But yeah, like it was
Yeah, it
definitely an
does.
entertaining episode. I get it. Like people are kind of wanting to go back to that, but I feel like we needed this episode to kind of give an idea of what's going on and to give an outsider perspective of what's going on with Wanda. And as the episode reveals towards the end, we actually see what happened specifically to Monica and how Wanda got really violent with her and basically kicked her out of her world, kicked her out of Westview, kicked her out of the show, fired her from her show, essentially. You
Yeah.
know, and
I'm surprised she has. I'm wondering if she's going to kill anybody. Or is like,
yeah, like
surprised
I feel
she
like
just, know what I mean? Like, I'm just waiting for her to snap completely and like kill somebody or like, I don't know, do something really fucked up. Pardon my
probably
French.
it's all good, man. I feel like they're building Wanda up to be a big threat within the MCU. And
Yeah.
I feel like that she's that whatever she turns out to be towards the end of the series, she's probably going to be the biggest threat she's ever been so far. And will probably cause some really big damage to the continuity of their universe and like the state of it, you know, as we're going to see obviously with Doctor Strange and Spider-Man 3. So yeah, like when we go back to Monica, the moment after she crash lands essentially back to the base, she reveals to them that it's all Wanda. So this must mean that the whole thing that's going on, this is just everything that she created. She created this whole thing. And also worth noting, when they were looking at all the other cast members of WandaVision, they found all the right identities for each of the characters. But apparently, there was one character that wasn't mentioned as part of the cast yet, you know, like when they were listing them all up. It was Catherine Hahn's character. Which, what does this mean? What do you think this signifies, John? What are
Well,
your predictions regarding her character?
from the people I follow, I feel like I don't know if it's like a given or if it's something that they're making like a red herring. But apparently people think that she's playing this character Agatha, who has this deep connection to Wanda in the comics. And she might either be the one who set up this world with Wanda, and she's manipulating Wanda to do all this for like a higher purpose or like something more superficial on her side. Or she's somebody who got involved purposely because Wanda seeked her out. Maybe like she's somebody from Wanda's past who she thought could help. It's like kind of like a something, kind of like a therapist of sorts. But I don't know. I think apparently she's a villain, but I can't tell. I'm still having a hard time piecing that together. But I think there is something otherworldly and nefarious happening there with Catherine Hahn, because I think I
Indeed.
could totally see her being really malicious. And I kind of want to see that
Sinister.
though.
I could see her being sinister, especially because I remembered in one of the trailers they released for the show. There was that moment, and probably we're going to see this in a later episode, where Vision is walking out in the neighborhood and he runs into Catherine Hahn in the car and she says, "You're dead." Which brings us to another element of the episode where we're back in the 1970s episode. And for a moment, Wanda sees Vision and we see Vision dead, the dead version that we saw at the end of Infinity War. And that was a well done horror moment, really, because
That was terrifying
man.
in the moment.
Like, we don't talk about enough how painful Wanda's life has been in the MCU. I mean, she lost her twin brother to Ultron. And not only did she have to witness the love of her life die, she had to witness him die twice.
Twice.
That's like, as Zombieland, it's like that's the double shot. Like, that's the
The double
double
shot.
tap. The double tap. Yeah.
Double
And
tap.
it's like, really? You had to go that far. It's not enough that she had to kill him. But the fact that her killing him initially was already bad enough, but because of the time stone, it just made it like her sacrifice and his sacrifice pointless in the end. And man, the way they used his gray look with like the stone removed from his forehead was just
The
brutal.
contrast was perfect to make like a very unsettling image. Definitely gave some kids nightmares who watched the
Oh,
show.
definitely. All the kids who are watching on Disney Plus at midnight, because
Ooh-wee.
everyone's, a lot of people are waiting, like, at least I did for a lot of the Disney Plus shows. I haven't been lately with WandaVision because I obviously don't, I'm at the hotel room right now and I prefer to watch it on a bigger TV than I do on a phone or a laptop. But I was able to see it and I've seen the episode twice. I've seen every episode twice, actually, and I'm loving the show so far. I am so psyched for what is probably going to be a 1980s themed episode.
Yeah, this is the first time I'm actually excited. Like I'm eager to watch the next episode. This is the
Oh,
first time like
yes.
I need to watch it now.
Yeah, especially with how it reveals, like, we know what's going on now. We have an idea. You know, there's still some details that are hazy, obviously, in regards to why it's a sitcom and all these things. Part of me thinks that Wanda probably, after the events of Endgame, just kind of closed herself off and then she just started watching a bunch of sitcoms and it maybe that inspired her a bit. Maybe she was just going on a she was just binge watching and she just got inspired
Like the
to have
rest of
like her own
us.
little life.
Yeah. I can
No.
definitely see that.
But I'm curious, like, what if, let's say, the characters that we meet, Jimmy Woo, and Darcy, like, what if they find their way into Wanda's world and become like neighbors to her?
I wonder if she would catch on if they did.
She
I mean, they'd
might,
have to, it would be a fun scenario, I think, but I wonder if, I wonder if they cross into that or if they stay with Sword and monitor
That's
from the outside.
possible. That's possible. There could be a thing. Maybe Monica is the one that helps take care of it from the other side now, since she knows what's really going on, and now they could actually maneuver through, So, but overall, we'll find out. There are five more episodes left. Wow. Right, like five more, because there's nine episodes of
Yeah,
this show.
just about kind of halfway there, give or take.
Yeah. And even though this is a TV show, the budget for MCU still feels big with here. This feels like a movie, even though, well, this episode in particular feels straight out of the movies, whereas
Yeah.
obviously the sitcom stuff feels perfect for the television format. And I'm really excited to see what's coming up. And obviously you do too, John.
Absolutely.
Overall, we're pretty stoked for where WandaVision is headed next, and I hope you enjoyed our discussion on these last two episodes. We will be returning to discuss more in the weeks to come. First off, John, thank you so much for joining again. Obviously, Wanda has kind of screwed up with our internet connection here. Hopefully, with our next episode, we're gonna have a better internet connection that's not as shoddy.
Hope so too. And we're talking positively about the show. I don't know why she's annoyed at us that she keeps freezing
Yeah.
us, but no hard feelings.
Indeed.
We still love
No
you.
hard feelings, Wanda. Please don't kill us. We were on your side this whole time. Please don't
Yeah, we
kill
are.
us. But where can people find you, John?
Everybody can find me on pretty much any social media platform at Mothman Jones, and on YouTube at Mothman Jones. And I have nothing really cooked up in the kitchen right now. But I am writing ingredients down. Hopefully, there's some content coming in the spring after my apartment move is done, and I could just think and get thoughts out there. Because there are things I want to talk about for 2021 for sure.
Indeed. Yeah, and that's John. And in regards to this, you could obviously follow the Blank Green Canvas podcast through Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and many others. You could also find us on YouTube, which the video portion of this podcast will likely be on. And speaking of YouTube, on Blank Green Canvas, my channel, I recently just posted a new video, my first in a while, discussing the first 11 films from Pixar Animation Studios. I'm really proud of the video that I put out, and I'm working on part two as we speak, which should be coming within the coming week. And I hope you guys get a chance to check that video out, because I really enjoy putting it together. I really needed to put something together this week because I couldn't be despondent after my incident. So I need to get some work done, and I'm so happy I got that work done, and I'm looking forward to doing part two. Once again, thank you everybody for your support and for checking out our content. And if you wanted to see more from us, continue following us on Anchor, Spotify, and all the other podcasts. And of course, you could also subscribe to our YouTube channels. Mine is a Blank Green Canvas, and obviously John Maffeo here is Mathman Jones. You can follow us on social media there. And until next time, I am Noah of Blank Green Canvas, and this is John Maffeo of Mothman Jones, and we will see you in the next episode as we continue to cover WandaVision. Thank
Oh,
you and
yeah.
goodbye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Peace.